The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Kind of weird what happened last Friday in Kansas. And Logan Church, Catholic Votes Director of Political Operations, is on my program to discuss. The devil went down to Kansas City State Capitol, or Kansas State Capitol. Isn't that the case, Logan? Welcome to the program.
Hey, yes, and I was there on the ground. It was quite the sight to see. This is the stuff that you read about in headlines and you don't really believe, but let me tell you, it happened.
All right. Now, so a bunch of Catholics got there because they were really upset about a black mass and the satanic grotto. What was this all about? Explain what was going on there last Friday. Didn't hear much
yeah.
about it.
So there was a group called the Satanic Grotto that wanted to host a black mass. I don't even like calling it that, but essentially a black mass is where they take the Catholic mass and they do the inversion of all of it.
Oh, do they invert the crucifix and all the rest of it? Is that what they do as part of this?
The works.
Oh, okay.
So their plan was to, and this is a quote from them, to consecrate the Kansas Capitol to Satan. And so, you know, there was a huge push from Catholics and Christians everywhere saying, like, come on, Governor Kelly, don't even let this happen. What are you doing?
Sure.
This is insane. And she basically said, my hands are tied. I'm not going to let them inside the Capitol, but, you know, they're welcome to gather outside, you know, freedom of religion and whatnot.
Okay.
So, right. Right. I mean, there's so much to unpack there.
All right. Now, did they end up sacrificing a goat or whatever it was on the grounds? What actually happened? You were there when this was going on.
Yeah. So they got together. It was this little ragtag group. I mean, maybe 20, 30 of them up against 2,000 Christians, which was kind of humorous. And they screamed a bunch of blasphemies about the Lord, cursed, you know, out Christians. And mm-hmm. then they started their ritual. Their ritual, like I said, it's like the inversion of the Catholic Mass. So they take the readings and they mock the Bible, they mock Christ, you know. When they went to desecrate the Eucharist, he held it up in the air and he went to throw it on the ground. Actually, one of the Catholics, like, snuck into their group. He was wearing all black. He snuck into the group, dove on the ground to receive the Eucharist, received him and got kicked in the stomach, you know, drug on the concrete. I mean, what a brave guy for doing that.
Okay. And what is the Eucharist again for those that don't know?
Yeah. So the Eucharist, Catholics believe that the Eucharist is the body of Christ, essentially. When he says, this is my body, this is my blood, Catholics take that literally.
So, and communion wafers, in other words, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's in the content of bread. It's a small little wafer.
Right.
But, you know, this is the, as Catholics call it, the source and summit of our faith. So it's a big deal to Catholics. So, I mean, brave of that guy to do that. If you really believe that with your heart and soul, what a beautiful representation of, you know, defending your faith.
Okay. What were they there for, to get Satan's blessing on the Kansas City or Kansas State Capitol? Or what was their purpose?
Yeah.
Here?
So they wanted to consecrate the Capitol to Satan. They also said it was like a political statement of, you know, freedom of religion for thee, but not for me. That kind of, you know, saying that being a Satanist is a religion and they should have the same freedoms as Christians. And they also said it was, you know, for the pro-choice movement as well.
Oh, okay. So the killing of unborn children. Oh, wonderful. This is just, man, what a bunch of nice people here.
I mean, it was a real hoot. I mean, like, you looked at a group of people and talk about shells. I mean, it was just shells of people.
What is the... So did the government respond correctly? At first, they were going to do the ritual inside, but then the governor pulled back on that, right?
So, yeah. So for safety reasons, and the legislature pushed this as well, as they should have. I mean, this group of Satanists, violence, they have their leader actually has restraining orders against him for choking pro-life activists.
Oh.
So, you know, they've been violent in the past. It's not safe to let a group like that into your Capitol, just in general. So they did push back on that. I mean, I think they should have shut it down completely. But, you know, alas, here we are. There were a lot of things that were quite interesting, like the Christian groups that came together, they split the permits up. So Christians were split on different lawns around the Capitol instead of everyone being in one place, which was awfully convenient to make it look like there weren't quite as many of them as there were. And so I thought that
was... I didn't know that you needed a permit to gather on public property.
Well, right. Yeah, isn't that interesting? The people's house.
All right. Well, maybe this is about, order, that kind of thing. What do you think? What was the overall reaction from Kansas residents, in that area, seeing this? They wanted to do a black mask and a mass rather inside the state capitol.
I outrage. I think whether you were Catholic or just, it doesn't matter if you're Catholic, Protestant, just general Christian, people were outraged. And all of the churches, so not just the grounds at the Kansas Capitol were filled with Christians, the churches were filled. I mean, I'm talking fire marshal filled. The
really?
Churches within walking distance of the Capitol, yes. It was beautiful to see. I mean, bittersweet that we had to be there in the first place.
Well, yeah, that was good, but I'm glad to see someone. I'm just kind of curious, has the Satanic Grotto come out and perform blasphemies against Islam? Do you know?
No, not yet. But, they're starting with the Catholic Church, which seems to be a comfortable place for people to attack. Mm-hmm. I do think it was a victory, though, in a weird way, because you had 20 ragtag Satanists standing together just cursing Christ. And then you probably had well over 20,000 plus Christians joining together, not just in Kansas, praying that day. I mean, how many people thought they were going to come together this random Friday in prayer? And so it was a victory for us in the sense of a revival for what sometimes it takes a little persecution for people to wake up and realize you don't mock something that doesn't have power.
Logan Church is with me, Director of Political Operations at Catholic Vote. And is there a possibility, though, that as great as it was to see all the Christians show up, that you gave them more oxygen? You gave the Satanists more oxygen by showing up? At least ask the question.
So there were people who were asking that. On some sense, I suppose, because people like it's like the kid that picks on, the girl that he likes just mm-hmm. to get a reaction.
Right.
There is something to be said about that. But also at the same time, when you see 20 people up against several thousand, it's like, it's talk about being out. So gives power. If they try to do this in other areas, I bet you, you're going to see a lot more state governments say, well, hold on, we don't want all of that going on at our capital. So I do think it actually gives power to the movement of standing against this type of thing. You try to go to another state, you're going to see governors say, well, maybe she didn't handle that so well. Maybe we should do better.
Do you think they would be wise when I look at there's arguably been a lot of persecution of Christianity in the United States, and state governments everywhere are not particularly friendly. In fact, I have no doubt that, now I'm just teasing, of course, that Governor Tina Kotek of Oregon will likely be on a speed dial to the Satanic Grotto group to see if she could get them to come up to, and give the benediction, if you want to call it that, to the state of government. I wish I were kidding about that, but I could actually see it happening. That being said, though, might Christians need to start taking a page from Islam in the United States, not talking about their faith, but their willingness to defend their faith, because there seems to be a little bit more, you guys showed up. I'm glad that, but there seems to be more of a laydown point of view. And well, that's okay.
Well,
yeah, it's all right. Beat me up all you want. Scourge me all you want. That's all right. I'm fine. This is good, et cetera, that kind of thing.
Well, I think that, to be fair, from a Christian perspective, there is the whole we know who won the war. We know who has the victory in the end. So say what you want. There is mm-hmm. a lot of that mentality in the church. But I do agree with you. As we see more persecution happen, I mean, you look in states or in countries like Africa. You look over there where Christian persecution's at an all-time high. I'm talking people being dragged out of their churches and killed.
Yeah, killed, decapitated.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a serious thing.
Do you know who has the highest conversion rate out of any country? Africa. You know why? Because people see that this is something worth dying for. And so I think that we could have a little bit of that in the United States. Maybe not the decapitation, but the zeal. The zealous attitude for the church, for Christ. And if you believe this with your whole body, then you should behave as such. And so I think the more pressure they put on the church, the more we're going to wake up.
All right. So it was about 20 ragtag Satanists there. Probably didn't make any conversions there, or didn't convert many people, we hope, right?
I can't imagine screaming the F word about Christ is going to convert many people. But I do know that it was so beautiful watching. There was a group there called Heal the Hood, and it was beautiful watching them. I mean, talk about some of the toughest people I've ever met in that crowd.
Well,
praying for the conversion of them.
Logan, the one thing I will say, though, is that I'm not one of those individuals who will, hey, it's just a bunch of Satanists and they don't really have any power. I think there is real power in what the Satanists try to do. And I'm glad that it wasn't just allowed to just go past without an, it's just, they're just believing their thing and we're believing our thing and we're all going to get along. No. Okay. I'm glad that that you didn't all take it lying down on this one. Okay. I really am.
No room for the lukewarm.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're in a time now where there is very little room for lukewarm in such spiritual matters, just saying, okay? I appreciate you coming on and explaining what happened here. And where can people go and find out more about Catholic Vote? No doubt yet.
Catholic Vote, you can find us online at catholicvote.org or on social media under Catholic Vote. That's one word. Mm-hmm. We get involved on state and federal issues with legislation, and also with just events like this, encouraging Catholics to use their voice in the public square. So if that's something you're interested in, check us out.
Okay. Is Catholic Vote kind of recalibrating after the Roe v. Wade taking down and kind of returning to the states, or is the battle just the battleground just shifting in your view? How do you see it?
So actually, we're just growing as an org. So we're the largest group of Catholic lay activists who are involved in the public square. And so our group has just continued to grow. So we're still involved on the federal level because there's tons of, we're not just a pro-life group.
Okay.
If the church has a stance on it, so do we. But we've expanded to be able to get involved in the states as well.
Does it have a take, Catholic Vote that is, does it have a take on the Catholic Charities role in enabling so much illegal immigration in the state? Could you comment on that or do you not get into that?
So I would say this, Catholic Charities on the local level, they do a lot of good work in communities. If you look, I would just encourage people to look at what their Catholic Charities are spending their money on and where that money is going. And so, I think with a lot of the funding that was cut on the federal level, we're going to see some shifts with what they're doing. But as far as local Catholic Charities are concerned, when they're helping homeless shelters and victims of violence and women and children, I'm all for that. And I think that's the work that they should be doing.
I get that. But I do have a thing, as a national force, it has been a business model to help enable the invasion in some cases. That's been my opinion. I don't know if that's yours or not.
So I would say, Catholic Vote has a lot of stances on immigration. We're a big pro-legal immigration group. We think that you should be able to immigrate here to the United States to live the American dream legally.
All right. Appreciate the call. Good talking with you. And good work out there. Not just sitting around and taking it. Okay? You be well.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks again.
You'll see us in Oregon next.
I have no doubt. I'm hoping that Satanic Grotto group doesn't show up. But like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if some leftist doesn't invite them, for inclusiveness. We'll talk to you later. We'll talk with you later, Logan. Thanks again. Okay.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Crazy world, huh? 827 at KMED. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precision and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease and quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today to get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736. CCB number 250730.
Start your morning right with Artisan Bakery Cafe, now open 6 days a week. Artisan Bakery Cafe is excited to announce they've extended their hours. So come by Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Fresh baked delicious treats and eats perfect for office meetings, gatherings, and parties. Artisan Bakery Cafe, 1325 Center Drive, across from South Fred Meyer. Or get delivery through DoorDash. Come early before your favorites sell out.
Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. I asked my staff what was the one thing they wish more people would do to save themselves money. Overwhelmingly, the answer was a pre-buyer's inspection. Investing a little upfront can save you thousands later. Unfortunately, we see a lot of post-buyer inspections when it's often too late. If you're thinking about a new-to-you vehicle, please get a pre-buyer's inspection with us or someone else you trust. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Nothing happened. The attack was totally successful.
Every administration stumbles.
There's a lot of journalists in this city who have made big names for themselves, making up lies about this president.
Some worse than others.
Because of that Afghanistan withdrawal, we have damaged our credibility.
How big is this chat moment?
He was texting war plans.
Nobody was texting war plans.
Whether it's formally classified or not, it is very sensitive.
Talk about it.
He's a very good man, and he will continue to do a good job.
On News Talk 106. 3 KMED.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
Not now, but in a few minutes, we are going to have the Diner 62 Real American Quiz, and you can try those crispy chicken sandwiches and the big burgers and all that good stuff. In a few minutes, I'll tell you when to call, okay? Just want to give you a heads up on that. Jerry is on the road. Jerry, you're in Eagle Point. You have a pebble in your shoe about the VA. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, we've got all these nice, beautiful buildings out here at the Dom, and we haven't got any doctors out there. We've got physician's assistants, we have nurse practitioners and that, and we have the community care system, which I've been in. I'm 100% disabled.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in a system for over, since 1998. And I am actually with the outside doctors in the system. But if my doctor orders a prescription and it's not in the VA formulary, then they take their time and send a letter back to my doctor saying that the prescription isn't in the formulary. Well, their letter has to go up to Portland. Then it's sent from Portland back to the doctor.
So 5-6 days of just mailing back and forth each time, right?
Yeah. Hmm. And then he's got to send a letter which goes back, or a prescription back.
Now, Jerry, I'm going to interject here if you don't mind me asking. Does
sure.
the VA, has the VA ever heard of email with a doctor?
No, they have never heard. And I don't think they know how to use a phone.
Okay.
But the point I'm trying to make, though, is also I've got a friend that he has a physician's assistant there. He made a phone call on the 20th to the pharmacy and said he was out of a prescription for them to please contact the physician's assistant there to get a new prescription. He called in yesterday to see, he did it on the 20th. He asked the pharmacy yesterday, did they get the prescription so he could come in today and get it? They said no, the physician's assistant hadn't updated the prescription, so they're still waiting. And today is the first. That's...
11 days.
Yeah.
That and are you out of are you out of your medicine right now, Jerry?
Yeah, I am.
Oh.
And he is, and the physician's assistant is there at the Dom, just downstairs. The system does not work. I was able to get right to TriWest directly between my physician and TriWest to be able to get my medications directly. So they need to go back to the way it was, get rid of the system, let the mental health, the state mental health, have the VA. They could have all those buildings. They could take care of our mental system that way and let us do with the doctors like Medicare, go to Walmart, get our medications directly and all that. And the system would be cheaper, and it would be quicker, and it'd be easier.
Could you suggest that to Cliff Bentz? Could you get in touch with Congressman Cliff Bentz with your experience and suggest that? Because You know, I know that DOGE wants to turn its attention to the VA and increase the efficiency that could help. Now, as far as seeing physician assistants instead of doctors, gosh, Jerry, that's kind of the way of the world right now. I consider my primary physician my imaginary friend. I think I get to see him once a year, and it's usually all sorts of other PAs and other folks, you know, until that time. So I feel your pain on that one, but get in touch with Congressman Benson, see if we can pull a string or two on that, okay? Appreciate the call. Let me go to next one on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Say, your discussion about the statements reminded me that most of the religious discussions going on here are amongst people who can't or don't know the difference between faith and religion.
Mm-hmm.
There really is a huge difference. And your faith is what you believe. Religion is what you do.
Yeah, the religion. Well, religion is the structure, I suppose, of the bureaucracy. Is that a fair way of putting it, maybe?
Well, no, it's your day-to-day life. It's what you do when you step out the door of your house.
Mm-hmm.
You are living your religion. And your actions are dictated by that. And, you know, back in the 1700s when our country was founded, we had a slightly different vision of religion. The common working man on the street religion definition was the ways and means by which one meets their duties and obligations to their God and Savior according to the dictates of their own conscience. That's what they viewed as religion. Satanism didn't have a God and Savior. They weren't a real religion. That can be said for Islam and a lot of the great religions of the world.
Yeah, do what thou wilt, in other words, right?
Well, the laws, they didn't have to pass laws. Well, they could have church in the White House. They did that for dozens of years. It wasn't considered a blending of church and state.
Well, separation of church and state is actually a false creation. It was about not having a state religion or a state church, such as England.
But when most of our
country
was founded, the 13 colonies, I think it was 9 of them, had state religions. And because it was all the same faith, just different religions of ways of going about leaving out your faith.
Yeah, variations of that. Do you think that we could actually have a United States with state religions as far as actually state religions? I mean, in Oregon, you can imagine what the state religion would be here. Well, I think the state religion is already in place and in power. It is the cult of environmentalism, you know, of Gaia.
You're confusing faith and religion again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, they're certainly behaving with their the tenets of their faith, and they believe it and they practice it, do they not?
Yeah, that's the religion.
Okay.
You know, the wall between the church and the state used to be that the state would defend the borders, do the interstate commerce, and the church would do the health and welfare of the people.
Well, I guess with the reduction in power of the churches and of religion in general, if you want to say it that, then the state filled the vacuum. Appreciate the call. Thank you for that. 770-5633. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill. This is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Are you aware of the recent bee die-off?
I've heard rumors. Some people are telling me the bees were recovering. Other people are saying, oh, it's dead again. It's the bee mites. Other people are saying it's Wi-Fi. I hear all sorts of things. It hasn't been in my wheelhouse, I guess, really, but tell me what you have.
Last January, the FDA approved an mRNA vaccine for bees. I don't know where they get the syringes that small, but no, not really.
Yeah, I could see Fauci over there in his lab coat with a super tiny little syringe, you know. Okay, hold still for the science. The science is here to save you, little bees. All right.
They put it in the royal jelly, and the workers feed it to the queen and her larva. The DNA changes, right?
What could possibly go wrong?
And they become... Yeah, so the largest bee die-off ever in the history of the world just happened, and nobody's even talking about it. We're all talking about other stuff, but so many things to talk about, right?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I think I've had beekeepers on before. I'll talk with them.
They're freaking out.
I'll find some and we'll talk about it because, like I said, I don't want to claim that I know what's going on there until I talk with some people who do. How about that? All right.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong? mRNA vaccines and royal jelly. Okay. Funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates. Well, I guess Melinda Gates is gone now. The Bill Gates Foundation and George Soros Inc. All right. It's 8:39.
When it comes to your home, call on Stone.
Spring is a wonderful and beautiful time of the year. Your air conditioning system will soon be coming out of hibernation to keep you cool in the upcoming warm months. Manufacturers like Carrier recommend having your system serviced and checked before the demand makes its call. Proper service and inspection can help catch problems before it leaves you steamed. Turn to the experts at Stone Heating and Air so that you can be comfortable when the heat of summer is on.
Stone Heating and Air.
We will meet you at the thermostat.
Homeowners are discovering what lawn care professionals have known for over 30 years. Walker riding mowers are one of the finest mowers on the market. The superior cut and grass handling capability, along with a quicker job time, make this premium riding mower the head of its class. See Zoll's Lawn and Garden Equipment, your local Walker dealer, and discover what out-front mowing is like with Walker mowers, serving Southern Oregon and Northern California for 50 years. Zoll's on West Main Street is your full-service Walker mower dealer.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. After a judge put the brakes on the city of Grants Pass homeless plan again, Grants Pass Mayor Clint Scherf says the community is concerned about public safety and lawlessness associated with the homeless and pledges action by the city council. Now, how remains a question. The Grants Pass City Council has a meeting scheduled for this Wednesday. They'll look at how to deal with the latest roadblock. As federal funding cuts to the USDA start to go into effect this month, local food banks are preparing. The USDA announced a termination of two COVID-era funding initiatives for food banks nationwide. The Josephine County Food Bank serves about 21,000 people a month. They hope donations will help fill what they believe will be a 20% decrease in food purchases. The state of emergency in Burns and Harney County continues with much of that area flooded. Rapid snowmelt is blamed, exacerbated by recent rainfall. The state is mobilizing manpower to help. Bill London, KMED.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Attorney General Bondi says she has directed federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty against Luigi Mangione, accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Manhattan hotel in December. Voters in Florida today deciding two congressional races, while in Wisconsin, a lot of money has been poured into a state Supreme Court race. That contest has national implications. It could determine the fate of President Trump's agenda. This week, the Senate taking a closer look at judicial activism. The Trump agenda will advance tomorrow when the president imposes reciprocal tariffs on American trading partners, charging them the amount they levy on us. Nearly two dozen states taking the Trump administration to court regarding its decision to rescind billions of dollars in health funding. On Wall Street, stocks now positive. The Dow is up 97 points, and this is SRN News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Two Dogs Fabricating carries North Star flatbeds and trailers, along with a full line of Horizon and Iron Bull trailers. But we built our business on in-house custom fabrication. All custom jobs are under one roof, saving time and bringing costs down while constructing your bed or trailer exactly the way you want it. So if you have a unique trailer or flatbed in mind, Two Dogs will design and build and have you on the road in just a few weeks. Two Dogs Fabricating. Our doghouse is on Bryan Way, just off Sage Road. Visit twodogsfab.com.
Saving big on just the things I need.
Check out these fantastic savings on Oregon E-Deals. Grab a $50 gift card to Artisan Bakery Cafe for only $30 and enjoy their incredible beignets. Need car repair? Get a $500 auto body collision repair certificate from Lithia Body and Paint for just $300. Head to OregonEDeals.com and click the Medford link to grab these deals now.
I'm hooked on OregonEDeals.com. I'm saving big.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
It's 8:43. Now, coming up in about 8, 9 minutes, maybe 10, we'll see. It's going to be the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. So you hang on. I'll give you your shot here in just a moment. Right now it is open for business. And every couple of weeks we're talking with more of Lisa Kelly's, I don't want to call it brood, but what, needless to say, Network in Action has just been exploding in popularity. And it's a business opportunity. A lot of businesses come in. It's a different kind of Network in Action. And by the way, they have some events coming up here I wanted to make sure that you knew about. Lisa's out of town today, so she wasn't present. But coming up Tuesday, next Tuesday, there's going to be an open house at BBSI Medford, the Christian group having a visitor's day there. If you haven't been a visitor before and you're a Christ-centered business, you're welcome to attend. Now, Wednesday, next Wednesday, the Grants Pass group, 3:30 to 5 at Tap Rock Northwest Grill. And if you haven't been a visitor, a business professional, you can come to that. Just a regular group, not the Christian group. But Thursday, April 10th, 3:30 to 5 o'clock, the Medford group is putting on Network in Action. And they welcome you over at Oregon Pacific Financial Advisors in Medford. Regular group here, too. Now, the folks we have in this morning that have joined Network in Action, and wanted to get a little bit of their take on it. It's always interesting. Lawton LeSueur from Midland Empire Insurance. How are you doing this morning, Lawton?
Doing very good. Thank you.
Now, I'm very sorry that you were so tall. You're out of the Facebook Live shot, but good-looking guy here. Hey, tell us a little bit about what Network in Action has done for you and about your business, too, if you don't mind.
Yeah, for sure. It's just a really great group of people who are engaged in their business and what they do, and it's a really great way to meet people who you want to work with and pass referrals. And, you know, it's almost like a second family at this point. You know, you get in, you give hugs. It's great.
Well, it's kind of funny that you talk about the family thing because you already are a family insurance agency, right?
Correct. Yes.
And tell me, what kind of lines do you cover and, you know, what do you do? And, you know, are people saying, you know, Lawton saved me from the fire map issue or what? What's going on with that?
In some scenarios, I'm sure they are. Yeah, so we're in Klamath Falls and Grants Pass. I'm in the Grants Pass office. Mm-hmm. But we do home, auto, business, agriculture, a little bit of life insurance, and a little bit of health.
Are things starting to calm down a little bit, especially when it comes to the home and fire insurance kind of deal? Because a year ago, I swear it was almost panic on the streets when it came to getting this. What would you say?
Yeah, I think you're right. It is starting to come back around a little bit. Some of the companies that really locked up and didn't want to write new business because of the fire issue are now doing a little bit more than they were a year ago. So that's promising.
Of course, maybe a ton of rain over the winter helps. They go, okay, we'll come back into Oregon.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe all year rain would be good, too.
Yeah, you wonder. Yeah. Hey, so what? How can people get in touch with you? Like you said, there's a Klamath Falls office and a Grants Pass office. So,
right.
What do you do?
Yeah, the best way would be to hop on the website or get our phone number off of Google and just give us a call. And, you know, if you want to ask for me, just ask it past my voicemail. If I'm not available, I'll talk to you.
All right. Very good. And you'll give a quote and do all that other kind of good work.
Yeah, that's what
all
we
right,
do.
Very good. And that's Lawton LeSueur, Midland Empire Insurance. Now, Guy Giles is here with me, and he's from Cornerstone Mortgage. And, you know, and the dog that I had in the fight is that I refinanced with you about 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
That was good to get to know you.
Yeah. Well, I really appreciate the fact that, you know, I ended up saving a lot of money, refinancing at about 3%, maybe 3.1%. And then, of course, you know what's happening now. Hold on for dear life.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, but I think they're coming back around finally. We'll have to see how a lot of these jobs numbers come out.
Yeah, trying to guess where the interest rates are going is a bit of an art at the moment.
Yeah, I kind of gave up on that a little while back, and you know the Feds they were way too slow to raise rates, and I think they had been a little bit slow to lower them, and we'll have to see now. You know, some of what they're doing makes sense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's kind of hit and miss with those guys and gals.
Are there any kind of new products within the mortgage world that are helping people, you know, get into homes that otherwise may have a challenge? I don't know if you can speak to that or not.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, first of all, don't get scared that we're going back to the stated mortgages that crashed everything in 2009. But there are,
in which you had a pulse and here's your mortgage.
Yes, right? Or even somebody that could fog a mirror for you. You get a co-fogger or something. It was pretty bad for a while.
The co-fogger. Yeah.
But at this point, we're doing a lot of bank statement loans, DSCR loans. For self-employed people, you know, we can look at your bank statements.
It is always a challenge if you're self-employed, right?
But it's getting a lot easier. Yes, it can be because you're walking that fine line between trying not to pay too much in taxes where you can take advantage of some of the write-offs you have and then still showing a profit. And that's why we've come out with the bank statement loans. So we're just looking at your your funds going into the bank. And don't worry, we're not going back to that loose lending. But really what stated loans were for originally, and that was for self-employed people. So you can buy investment properties now that just kind of stand on their own. So if they'll pay for themselves, worst case scenario, you just made the down payment for the bank if you lose it.
Cash flowing property is fine, right?
Yeah. No problem. So I think that's the big thing is that if a lot of people that are self-employed think that they're still not able to loan.
And Guy, how can the folks get a hold of you?
My cell phone number is 541-944-6987. And someone in church, I answer.
All right. So. Yeah, you put it on buzz in church, right?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, tell us a little bit, though, how Network in Action helped you. I always put people on the spot, you know, because normally when people hear, you remember the old ways people would look at Lawton and Guy of networking, in which you come in, oh, you showed up in the newspaper, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're paying a $100 fine or, you know, whatever. You know, things were good to you. I mean, God bless you if you're, you know, doing that kind of stuff. This is a little different, right?
It is. I'd visited a couple places, and they're like, you have to give so many referrals. Well, I will take one good referral over 100 bad ones all day long, because you're just weeding through that stuff. In NIA, they get to know each other. The questions, I mean, I've never met anybody like Lisa before. I mean, literally, she just gets it. And
hey, she's scooping up you folks like crazy,
yes,
you know, around here.
Yeah.
In a good way. I mean, I'm not saying that she's like, you know.
I can't say enough about what she's put together down here. And like I said, it's useful the way that she does it.
Who's it for, you think? What type of a business person is it for? Because I know that each of those groups, you know, it's like you'll be the only mortgage person in your particular group, and Lawton will be the only insurance person in his particular group. But how do you know this is right for you?
I think if it's somebody that's into relationships and you just want to go deeper with people, I mean, it's just a whole lot easier to refer somebody. Like, I've been listening to you forever. I would recommend you to anybody in the world. That's from years of knowing you personally and knowing you from hearing you on the radio. That's kind of what this group gets to, is just just the heart of who people are, why they do their business, and we see a lot of reoccurring themes in there. You know, you just want to grow a good, honest business.
Great vetting, too. You know, you're working among people who are, you know, honest to a fault, I guess, would be a good way of putting it. You agree with that, Lawton, I guess, overall?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That take on it.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I appreciate you coming in and being put on the spot a little bit and talking about your business information. I'll get that all up on KMED.com, and I guess you'll be all part of Visitor's Days.
Yes.
Yeah, come check it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you want to get in touch with Lisa Kelly, I will put her contact information on my blog post for today, too. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Great seeing you both here. And Guy Giles from Cornerstone Mortgage and Lawton LeSueur from Midland Empire Insurance. We do this every couple of weeks here on Open for Business. It is 8:51 and change on KMED and 99.3 KBXG. Diner 62 Real American Quiz is here, and I would love to get you in on this $20 gift certificate. We have some great history. It's today about U.S. troops in Okinawa. So we're going back to 1945. World War II, 770-5633. If you haven't won this in the last 60 days, get on it, and maybe you can win it next.
The Oregon court has deemed Measure 114 constitutional. Good Guys Guns is ordering firearms and magazines daily. If you call and don't get an answer, they are on the phone helping customers. Keep calling or stop by the shop. Good Guys Guns will get you whatever you need before the deadline. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearms leader. Located at 4934 Cradle Lake Avenue in Medford. Good Guys Guns.
It's true. Even the rogue gardener faces challenges.
What's a good thing? What isn't a good thing? It can be hard to distinguish. My frustration this year in my gardening was with the birds. That's why I'm talking about birds. All the stuff that they did, starting with the first crop of peas. And I mean, it has just been constant. And yet they did some good things.
Talk about it with Rogue Gardener. Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED. Sponsored by Grange Co-op.
Access your stored items safe and secure. Storage at Exit 24 has all sizes of units with traditional outdoor access that are brightly lit with wide paved drives. Affordable RV and boat parking is available too. Conveniently located off I-5. Storage at Exit24.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Jay Austin, and I'm on KMED.
All right, Diner 62 Real American Quiz. Oh boy, I'll tell you. When I get the Diner 62, I ended up getting a Denver omelet delivered the other day. Oh, man. Just money. Got the ham in there and the peppers, the onions. Oh, delightful. And by the way, all your hearty breakfast favorites are available at Diner 62. The omelets, the skillets, the waffles, the biscuits and gravy. Biscuits the size of your head sometimes, it seems that way. Chicken fried steak, cinnamon roll French toast. It is all there. Half ham special on 11:15 Monday through Friday, 6 to 9. And maybe someone will get that when we get them on next. Hi, good morning. And who's this?
This is Logan, Bill.
Hey, Logan, how you doing? Let's see if we can make you a winner on this one. It was April Fool's Day, 1945. After suffering the loss of 116 planes and damage to three aircraft carriers, 50,000 U.S. combat troops under the control of Lieutenant General Simon Buckner Jr. land on the southwest coast of the Japanese island of Okinawa. Now, this is the southern main island of Japan. Now, determined to seize Okinawa as a base of operations for the Army, ground, and air forces for a later assault on mainland Japan, more than 1,300 ships converging, 50,000 combat troops, and amazing. Now, after World War II, Okinawa came under U.S. military rule, known as the U.S. military government, but was given back to Japan in 1972. How many U.S. military facilities remain on Okinawa today, Logan? Is it A, 4, B, 8, C, 16, D, 24, or E, 32? What do you think? 4 to 32, there's a bunch of them. What would you say?
I'll just throw a stab in the dark and say 16.
16 right in the middle. I'm sorry, not that. It's either less or more. We'll go to the next person online. Morning, who's this?
Hi, this is Calvin.
Calvin, 4, 8, 24, or 32. How many bases or facilities still at Okinawa today?
I'll say 4.
You're going to say 4. Nope, it's more than 4. And it may be less than 16. I don't know. Let me go to the next line. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
Oh, am I on?
Yep, you are. Who's this?
John.
John. Is it 8, 24, or 32? How many facilities still on Okinawa today?
And this is going to be a guess, but I'm going to say 24.
You're going to say 24. Is it 24? No, it's not 24. We're at either 8 or 32. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alan.
Alan, is it 8 or 32? Shoot high.
shoot high?
Yes.
Okay, 32.
Yes.
You're a winner!
I'm just out of time now. Okay. Of the 32.
You must be running out of time.
Exactly. Right. So I'm going to say, hey, you're the winner whether you want to be or not. But of the 32 U.S. bases, one is shared by Japanese and U.S. forces. The bases are maintained today under a security alliance between the Japanese and the United States. So congratulations. And you are headed to Diner 62. Hang on. I'll get your information here in just a bit. Okay.
Thanks. Thank you, Bill.
All right. My pleasure. We'll play this again Thursday.
Hi, it's Megan McPherson, your local Farmers Insurance agent. My office has become one of the fastest growing commercial agencies in Southern Oregon. Not only are we helping our clients with their personal insurance policies, but also with their business owners, commercial auto, bonding, and workers' compensation needs. My team and I would love to do the same for you. Give our office a call at 541-930-6655. When you choose the team at the McPherson Agency, you'll get the straightforward, personalized approach you deserve. That's 541-930-6655.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Washington Post has reported that White House aides had drafted a proposal that would levy tariffs of roughly 20% on most imports. The outlet also reported that another plan being considered is the country-by-country reciprocal approach. President Trump will announce his full tariff plan tomorrow. Electric utility owner First Energy Corporation said it has laid off about 350 of its employees across the country as part of a corporate-wide restructuring. Jennifer Young, communications manager for First Energy, said the company eliminated roles while other positions were expanded to ensure the company can operate efficiently. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at ending ticket price gouging for live entertainment. The order aims to uphold price transparency throughout all stages of the ticket buying process for consumers. Stocks are slightly higher. Dow Industrials up by 86. The NASDAQ up by 165. The S&P 500 up by 26. Once again, stocks are slightly higher. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Shade before 9 o'clock, KMED and KMED HD1, Eagle Point Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. Thank you so much. Great calls today. A lot of good conversation. A lot of serious things. I don't know if we're going to lighten. Well, we might lighten up tomorrow because I have historian Jared Nutt coming on at 8 o'clock. And I want to talk about how woke Smithsonian has gone and get his take on it. But he has come out with a new book, Volume 2 of Tiny Blunders, how little tiny errors made in history cause big, big issues. Really fun read, okay? We'll have that and a whole bunch more on Wheels Up Wednesday.
Southern Oregon's place to talk. KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, a bi-coastal media station.
It's 9 o'clock.